John, how are you?
I'm well.
Well, you have the results of survey questions commissioned by the Michigan Health and Hospital Association for your second January statewide survey of active and likely voters. This was conducted on the 22nd and the 24th of January, and the questions focused on voter awareness of those who are served by the state Medicaid program, and I wanted to hear the results about that.
Well, in general, people believe that the elderly are served most by a level of 32%, followed by children, and those on unemployed and on general assistance were down lower. I think, in actuality, the highest number of the largest group of individuals served are children under age 18. That the elderly showed up highest, and although they do make up a large portion of the Medicaid population, I believe there is a confusion in most people's minds, or at least many people's minds, between Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare being the federally run program for those age 65 and older, and Medicaid, which is a state-run program for those who qualify as indigent.
Low-income folks, usually,
correct.
Right?
Correct. There are some pretty stringent thresholds. I think most notably you can't have in excess of $2,000 worth of assets, excluding your home and car.
Well, what's interesting about this poll, I'm sure you know as much as all of us know, the state is almost $2 billion in arrears, if you will. There's that huge budget deficit, and so everything is being put on the table, including Medicaid. But according to your poll, 61% of Michigan voters support protecting Medicaid funding.
That's correct. When informed that the majority of individuals served by Medicaid benefits are children under age 18, and that together with the elderly, they make up the vast majority. The elderly, in this instance, would typically be those in nursing homes. We asked whether or not maintaining current funding levels was essential, a top priority, important but not a top priority, or treated the same as any other state program when it comes to looking at budget cutting. Taken together, those who said essential or a top priority were at 61%, and essential was the lion's share of that, with over a third of our respondents saying that it's essential that funding levels be maintained.
I think in looking at the numbers, when you asked about the demographic subgroups least likely to know that minor children make up the largest population of Medicaid, it echoes what you just talked about. People really don't know the difference between Medicaid and Medicare.
That's my suspicion. I can't point to any polling numbers that say that, but certainly anecdotally in conversations I've had over the years that there is some confusion, even among better educated individuals.
What surprised you the most about this poll?
Actually, the level of support for maintenance of it, and in retrospect, the largest dollar amount of Medicaid payments goes to those who are disabled. That was not included as an option, although an option was given to respondents or others, you know, which group, the elderly, children, or others. And I suspect that had the disabled been included in the description of the largest dollar amount, that the numbers of individuals who are respondents who would find it essential or a top priority would be even higher, although that is a guess.
This poll had 600 folks who were contacted via the phone on the 22nd and 24th of January. It has a margin of error of 4%. Why do you think that the association asked you to do this poll?
Well, certainly for their own reasons. A lot of people don't realize either that that Medicaid benefits are not paid to the recipient of the health care, but rather to the provider of the health care. And as an association of health care providers, specifically hospitals, they have a keen interest in knowing and in demonstrating that there is public support for maintenance of current reimbursement levels to healthcare providers.
John, when we look at this poll, I wonder, do you get phone calls from anyone in the state legislation or staff or from Governor Snyder's office wanting to know more? Do they care about these surveys?
Yeah, occasionally we will, not on every single one, but we very often will receive phone calls from legislative offices and in the past the executive office. To chat about some of the internal workings of it and so forth.
Well, I think your next survey is going to be a biggie. I would imagine once the governor's proposed budget comes out, that'll be a good time.
Well, he'll certainly provide a lot of fodder for questions.
All right, John. John's with Epic MRA. We always love talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.